This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you've ever dreamed of a sea change or a tree change, then you should get along to see The Biggest Little Farm. It's a documentary film about a couple who make the leap from LA to a rural small farm lifestyle, and not without its challenges. Laura Bennett thinks this film deserves a second look. G'day, Laura.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So this is a doco, but at the cinemas. Can you tell us a bit about the filmmaker and his wife?
Yeah, at face value, you might think this is another one of those food story films like Fast Food Nation or Forks Over Knives that is about championing a vegetarian lifestyle over meat. It has that kind of feel, but it really isn't at all. This is about sustainable farming and working with nature in the way we not only consume food, but it's a bigger picture. It's about how we live our lives and how it relates to the way our natural environment is meant to function. So John is a filmmaker. Molly works in catering. They're living in LA. They buy their new dog, Todd, and they've always had this back of the mind dream to live on a farm, to see if they could create food in a sustainable way. Uh-huh. Todd is a lovely dog, but he barks a lot. And in the apartment they're living in LA, he gets them evicted, basically.
Oh,
and
so no.
they'd made a promise to Todd that their home would be the last he lived in. And so in not wanting to abandon their dog, that finally prompts them to make the sea change, the tree change, and move out of LA. So you kind of know that ultimately they would have always got there, but the dog Todd helps them. And so they then decide to take him along for the ride as they become farmers. And they are absolute city slickers. They do not know the first thing about agriculture, farming, anything. So they buy this plot of land not knowing even how to find what good soil is.
You think you'd go do a TAFE course
something
first, or go to ag college or something.
Exactly. They go head first into the deep end, and they bring people on board to help them. And they then also bring on board like young interns and kind of the 20-year-old workers who are keen but can provide manual labour for the farm as well.
Okay.
And learn about it.
There you go. And so obviously this dream of living on a farm with zero experience is probably not going to run smoothly. What sort of challenges do they encounter?
Well, one of the biggest is because what they're wanting to do is be completely organic, go chemical free, and not just do that like in a simple way, but to the nth degree. They want to use absolutely nothing unnatural. So of course they have little bits of machinery, but they can't do anything to stop bugs eating their trees. They can't do anything that would in any way impinge upon or infringe upon nature's intention. So when they are planting these beautiful apricot trees, they then start to find that certain bugs start to eat them. And as they're recultivating the soil, they're changing the biological makeup of the different tiny little microscopic bugs that live there, which affects the quality of things. And they have a pig that has way too many babies, and then they don't know what to do with all the little piglets. And so there's all these unknown challenges. And then they have coyotes trying to attack their chickens, and how do they keep the coyotes out without using an electric fence, because they don't want to, you know.
Oh, like, it's gosh, that sounds really, really difficult.
They've put themselves in a challenging situation, but then it comes around too, because one of the really interesting things about the movie that I found personally just so eye-opening was that not only I have a bit of a farming background. My grandparents lived in Tamworth. That's where my dad grew up. I've kind of seen a little bit of animal husbandry and how it all works. But what The Biggest Little Farm did was show you how, from a biblical perspective, God's actually created nature to work in perfect harmony together. So for instance, with the trees, these snails start attacking them, and then they learn, well, ducks actually eat snails. So if they let ducks roam freely around the trees, they're going to fix the snail problem. Mm-hmm. And if they, I don't want to spoil all of it, but they find a solution for the coyotes, that it's like God's actually put particular bugs from a microscopic level right through to a massive bull in place, each with a unique function, that if you let it work together in the way that it should, you're not going to have issues in the way you farm and in the lifestyle that you live from that environmental perspective.
But sounds like there's a lot to learn. We don't understand. We just don't understand how it all works that well, as we're, you know, city slickers. So what did you learn from this about living sustainably, or what did you take away from watching it?
first and foremost, the thing is, it can be done. But as you say, you've got to get the right education and commit to the process of doing it. And that isn't to say all of us have to go and now do this, but it's encouraging people that are already on the journey, educating yourself. And I would also say, if you're a parent, take your kids to a farm that is, even if it's not doing the whole organic thing, take them and show them how life and farming and where food really comes from, how all of that works. Because for the people who have no perception of life outside of a city, it is hugely informative. It's not an anti-city movie by any stretch at all, but it just shows you how things work in a way that you may not have understood before. And particularly for young kids growing up, I think that's, it's really important information to know.
So would this be a movie you could watch with your kids?
Absolutely. Yes, there's obviously there's a couple of moments where there's chickens being attacked and, you know, you're seeing a pig give birth and things like that, but it's not violent. It's real life. And I think it's important at an age-appropriate stage to show them that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It sounds intriguing.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Laura Bennett. We've been talking about The Biggest Little Farm. It's a documentary by filmmaker John Chester with his wife, Molly, about their attempt at a sustainable tree change. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.